with us once again, His Grace Bhurijan Prabhu, very senior disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. We would like to welcome him by loudly chanting, So as many of you have experienced yesterday, Bhurijan Prabhu is a great authority on the holy name, and he has recently written a wonderful book which has personally helped me improve my japa. This is the book on japa, which has the 9 keys of how to improve the chanting of the holy name. So he has spent many years, I would say around 45 years, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Probably many of you are not that old also. So there is an attached Vrindavan meditations, beautiful pictures of Vrindavan. So this book will be available in the stall below. There is a book stall, book table put in front of the temple on the first floor or below, on the downstairs, and Bhurijan Prabhu will be personally autographing whoever purchases the books today. So you have a golden opportunity to take this book with you, and many wonderful keys for controlling the mind, stopping the mind from wandering during japa, how to focus on the Maha Mantra while chanting. Years and years of experience he has in giving japa seminars and retreats in Vrindavan and other places. And Bhurijan Prabhu has also been involved in initiatives for improving the education within ISKCON. He was involved very closely with the ISKCON Gurukul for many years, and also with the VIHE, Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education. And he's an author of wonderful books, prominent amongst which is The Art of Teaching. It's a guidebook for the teachers. And also he has composed wonderful realizations about his interactions with Srila Prabhupada. The book is called My Glorious Master. So an author, preacher, worldwide traveling and presenting seminars on japa. So he has been dedicatedly serving Srila Prabhupada for years and years. And we are very fortunate that he is always kind enough on the devotees at Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Chowpatty, and always shares his experiences and realizations with us. We hope and pray that he continues this trend in the future also, and we can express our eagerness to him, that we are really eager for him to come again and present these seminars in future. So if you're really eager, we should say, Hari Bol! Hari Bol! So if we are fortunate enough, he may even be there during the Gaur Purnima festivals. We don't know. He's still making his plans. But depends on the kind of response all of you people give, then he's planning to stay over for Gaur Purnima also. So we request everyone to take these seminars very seriously and apply all the teachings which he is presenting so painstakingly in these books. And he has made some wonderful PowerPoint presentations. And also a couple of days back he gave us a brilliant presentation on management lessons from Vrindavan. And it was just like various pictures of different scenes he has taken during his parikrama. And such wonderful lessons he brought out. So when you hear him speak, because of his purity and because of his years of sincere practice of Krishna consciousness, there is a certain shakti and potency which will penetrate straight into your heart. So I definitely request all of you to take this very seriously and hear attentively. So we request everyone to switch off their mobiles or put them on silent mode, which is very good for attentive japa. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Years ago, I went into a bookstore. And especially then, I had a habit of always looking for something interesting to read. So, I saw one book, and it was very blackish in color. And it said, "The Secret for All Success and Happiness." Okay, I looked at it. Sometimes I start reading books from the back, so I'm just to see what the end is. But this one, I read very, very fast, and it said that all you have to do, if you want to know the secret, if you want all success and happiness, if you know this, everything will come to you. Oh, sounded very interesting. And it said, again and again, there are three words. If you know these three words, all success will come to you. What is this mantra? Chapter after chapter was promising all the things that you know that will happen to you when you know these three words. And then right at the very end, they revealed the three words. And it was so disappointing. It said, "You are God." Oh. Well, then, how did I forget these three words already? But put on the projector. Now, we have a very different, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, following the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, have a very different methodology for self-realization. And it is, we could say, exactly the opposite of this system. No? But this system is a good one, but this isn't what we want to see, that the Amara Jivan. Our system, nothing could be as different. Rather than trying to imagine that I am the Supreme Lord and the center of everything, we are actually trying to break that habit, which we already have, thinking ourselves as the center of all existence. And that really explains the frustration that we all feel, because we think ourselves the Supreme. We think of ourselves as the Supreme, but we don't have the Supreme power to control the universe and have the universe cooperate with my desire to be the center. The universe, and this is something we can always count on, that the universe refuses, by Krishna's mercy, it refuses to cooperate with our sense of being the center of existence. And if you don't believe me, try to get on a train in Mumbai, in the rush hour, and try to get a seat, and try not to have to push the universe and all the people, because everyone is thinking of themselves as the center, they refuse to cooperate with my sense of being so important and so, and the center. Now here is, you ready with the sound? Here's Prabhupada speaking on this very wonderful song. This is maybe a little too loud, I would think, whoever the controller of sound. This is a song by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur called Amara Jivan. Bengali means, what does Amara Jivan mean? My life. This is his perception of his life. And I will tell you right now, he is not experiencing himself as the center of the universe. Please follow along with, Prabhupada is going to read this. This is his own comment on this song by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
You see, now, sang by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Vaishnava humbleness. Vaishnava is always meek and humble. So, he is describing the life of the people in general, taking himself to be one of them.
Sumai.
People in general are like the description given here.
You can give it to someone else.
He says that my life is always
it's not working.
Sinful.
Why don't we start again? Clearly, we are not the center of the universe. Nothing seems to work the way I want, anyway.
I know this disease.
This is a song sung by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Vaishnava humbleness. Vaishnava is always meek and humble. So, he is describing the life of the people in general, taking himself to be one of them. The people in general are like the description given here. He says that my life is always engaged in sinful activities.
Always and engaged in sinful activities.
If you try to find out, you will not find even a trace of pious activities, only full of sinful activities. And I am always inclined to give trouble to other living entities. That is my business. I want to see that others are suffering and I enjoy. Nija sukha lagi pape nahi dori. For my personal sense gratification, I do not care for any sinful activity. That means I accept any kind of sinful activity, if it is satisfactory to my senses. Dayahin sattva. I am not at all merciful and only I see to my personal interest. Parasukhe dukhi. As such, when others are suffering, I become very happy and always talking lies. Sada mithyavas. Even for ordinary things, I am accustomed to speak lies. Para dukkha sukha ka. And if one is suffering, that is very pleasant to me.
Stop for a second.
This
is the materialistic mind. That when someone close to me even is suffering, I say, oh, I'm so sorry to hear. But inside, the exact opposite is feeling is there. Very good. After what you said to me 20 years ago, this is only a little of what you should be getting. So this is to be conscious of all these faults and these materialistic, practically demonic tendencies in one. It is very painful, and it causes one to feel not very elevated and exalted, but very, very, very humble.
Lots of desire in my heart. Falsely prestigious, always puffed up with false pride.
It's not loud enough.
Madhamatta sada vishayamani. It is a matter of sense gratification. Almost I am crazy.
I am captivated in subject matters of sense gratification.
Enviousness and false pride. Nidralasya hata sukarji viro. I am subdued or I am conquered by sleep and laziness.
Especially when I chant japa.
Sukhadi virat. And I always averse to pious activities. Okadji ujjogyan. And I am very enthusiastic to perform impious activities. Pratishtha lagya sattha chan. I always teach others for my prestige.
This is what's important to me. My prestige.
I am conquered by greediness and always lasting. Ehano dujjan sajana buddh. So I am so fallen and I have no association of devotees, of aparadhi, offender, niranta, always. Shubha karjo sunno. In my life, there is not a bit of auspicious activities, sada nathamana. And my mind is always attracted by something mischievous. Nana dukhe jara jara. Therefore, at the fag end of my life, I am almost invalid by all such sufferings. In my old age, I have no other alternative now. Tate dino apinchan. Therefore, by force, I have now become very humble and meek. Bhakti vinod prabhu charane. Thus, Bhakti vinod Thakur is offering his statement of life's activities at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord.
So when we, or if we, analyze our life and our tendencies, if we are conditioned souls, if we are not liberated, if we do not love Krishna, these tendencies will be dictated by false ego, ahankara. And what does that mean? The essence of false ego is, ego means a sense of self, a sense of existence, a sense of being a person. We all have that. But false ego means, I have a sense of existence separate from Krishna, with myself as the very center of existence. This is what false ego does to a soul's consciousness. It makes him experience himself as separate from Krishna and as the center of existence. And therefore, feeling himself as the center of existence but not at all being the center of existence causes so much anxiety, so much tension, trying to convince others how wonderful I am, etc. But as Srila Prabhupada himself has said, an old man cannot be proud. Because if we think about it, there are so many things that we are, whatever it is, maybe not so many things for all of us, but we have things that we are very proud of as ours. When I was young, I could run and run and run 5 kilometers, 10 kilometers. I could run and run and run, and I used to even have hair, and I could see. But one by one, and I was thinking that was me. I am running. Look, and look at these other people. They can't run like I can run. One by one, as we age, all these things are stolen from us. And when we become old, because we identify ourselves with these things that are not us, they are not me, I am not a runner, I cannot run anymore, my knee hurts so much. My ankle hurts so much. All these things, one by one, that I am proud of and thinking myself as, this is me, they are all taken away by the force of time. And when one, a materialistic person, when a materialistic person loses the hair, the beauty, the strength, one by one, the ability to run, the ability to see, the ability to type on my computer, now, oh, continuously, just pain. One by one, all the things that I thought I could do that were me, and I could do them better than everyone else, and that I was proud of, they are taken away, one by one. And then, in old age, I am not who I thought I was. Everything has been taken away. And there is a feeling of, I don't know who I am. And it is terrifying. It is frightening. But a pious soul, as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining, he says right at the end that now in my old age, I am so reduced. I have no other choice to admit that I am tiny, to admit that I don't have knowledge, to admit that I am insignificant, to admit that so much of what I do is just to give others an impression that I am wonderful, to increase my false prestige. So much of what I do, that is the pushing force, the driving force. I want others to even think, oh, what a nice devotee, a good speaker, whatever. And in old age, or if we are fortunate, and the material world tends to make us very fortunate, in the sense that in time it takes away all our false prestige. It does that because it doesn't cooperate with our plan to be in the center. And then, if we are pious, if we are fortunate, we can turn this very difficult situation of understanding that I've gained nothing in life truly, and turn that into the greatest fortune by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying he is making his offering at Prabhu Charani, at the lotus feet of his Lord. This is my situation. I've convinced myself in my life that I'm so wonderful, but now I have to admit that it is a lie, that I'm powerless and insignificant. Now, this is the opposite, again, with how a materialistic person is taught to think. You won't get anywhere in the world unless you strive for the topmost position. You have to go for the top. And this type of a mood is seen as the greatest weakness. The contemporary term for this is low self-esteem. You know that? You've heard that? Is that a phrase that we say in Mumbai? Yes or no? Yes. Low self-esteem. Look at how he thinks about himself. This person won't even be able to get on the bus. He'll be polite. That's one thing you learn. If you're a nice person and polite, not only won't you get ahead in life, you won't even be able to get on a bus or a train. You won't be able to get across the street. So this kind of a mood, what is this humility? But in fact, this type of a mood, or low self-esteem, where one has no confidence in one's own ability, this isn't humility at all. Because there is one factor that turns thinking all this bad about yourself
which is basically just honesty, the one factor that turns this low self-esteem into actual humility is that Krishna, this is all I am. There's not much here of any value, but I am yours. Please engage me as your servant. It is the taking shelter of Krishna. It is the taking shelter of Krishna, the soul's honest seeking shelter at his Prabhu, at his master, at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, that makes him very powerful. He can do anything, like Arjuna, who crossed the ocean of the battle of Kurukshetra by the power, by the potency, by the blessings of Krishna. Arjuna's action of fighting with such strength was the greatest of humble acts, because he had no confidence in his own ability, but he had full confidence in the lotus feet of his master, Sishyashtiham Sarimam Tam Prapanam. And I place my head at your feet. I am yours. Please do with me as you like. The difference between low self-esteem, which we tend to have because we want to think ourselves so wonderful, but we know we're bluffing because we are weak. Everyone is weak. The difference between that, low self-esteem, and humility is who the consciousness is focused on. When we have lower self-esteem, I'm thinking all the time, oh, I'm so terrible. I'm the worst at this. This one's better than me, and this one's better than me, and that. I wish I had a different nose. I wish I had a different hair. I wish I had this. I wish I had this. I wish I could play the harmonium. I wish I knew Sanskrit. Always, always thinking about how bad I am. That's not humility, because who am I thinking about all the time? It's just me. It's just me. I'm self-indulgently simply thinking about myself. What has that to do with humility? Rather, a humble person, his consciousness touches his limitations, and then he quickly, quickly turns to Krishna for shelter. This is humility. He doesn't dwell continuously on how bad he is, and how terrible he is, and how faulty he is, but he dwells continuously, his consciousness dwells on his shelter. And his shelter, the shelter of a humble person, is the Supreme Lord. It is Krishna, Krishna's lotus feet. Now, when we chant our japa, we spoke yesterday, maybe you can turn to the presentation on here, of four simple principles. And when we try to listen to one mantra and be very determined to listen to one mantra and not let our mind think about how great we are or how terrible we are or what this person said to us, and the mind, even for the 3 seconds or 4 seconds it takes to chant one maha mantra, it can give us so much trouble. I can't control my mind. It goes where it wants, not where I want it to go, and yet I'm so proud. And then one minute I'm proud, and the next minute I'm thinking how terrible I am. And then the next minute I'm thinking I'm so wonderful. And I wish everyone could see how wonderful I am. And someone says, someone compliments me, and I think, what an intelligent person.
And if someone criticizes me, especially if he says something true, beware. And it's a good thing that I'm not God, because you would be ashes immediately. We laugh, but it's true. But it's true. Just imagine how embarrassing it would be just if we had a loudspeaker plugged into our mind and everything we were thinking was being broadcast. First of all, everyone would change the station very quickly because no one cares what we're thinking, basically. But aside from that, it would be so embarrassing. It would be so... And everyone would be not only embarrassed, but there would be a lot of people who are very frightened, considering some of the thoughts that go through from my mind. People would be very frightened. And yet, I'm proud. This is called Maya. So when we come to grips, when we actually accept our actual position, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has called this song Amara Jivan. I doubt this song would become very popular with the young teenagers with their iPods walking around listening to Amara Jivan. I'm the lowest, my mind is like this, and I'm, when I smile at someone and behind I'm sticking a knife in his back. And I'm when I'm saying that, oh, I'm so sorry that you're suffering, I'm actually thinking that I'm so happy that you're suffering. That song will not become popular. People want the I am God song, that I am the center. Your life and this world is meant for your enjoyment. Ishwaraham, aham bhogi. But this is our process. But the whole part of the process, not the part where we just think of how bad we are, but especially the part when we think that, oh Krishna, oh Srila Prabhupada, oh Sri Radha Gopinath, oh Sri Gopal, oh Sri Gaura and Nityananda Prabhu, unless you are merciful to me, what hope do I have? When we can turn to Krishna with actual faith that he can and he will give us shelter, and he actually loves us, aham bijapada pita, despite our lack of our feeling, and this is what people basically feel in Kali Yuga, that I'm not qualified to be loved. So therefore, the bluff is there, always trying to show people how wonderful they are, becoming qualified and becoming wealthy and combing the hair continuously. That's why brahmacharis are brahmacharis, because they've decided, I'm stopping this. Because there's one old men also stop it too. And this is something that's actually shocking, the older you get. Because we have a conception of us. If I would ask you, how old do you feel yourself inside? How old do you feel yourself inside? Will you answer? How old? Inside, not... How old do you feel? A 55-year-old person, his body is 55, but he doesn't feel 55. How old do you think of yourself as? Inside. 14, yes, something like that. Is this true? Except for you who thinks of himself as 55. All us old folks think of ourselves as 16, 20, 12, something like that. And then I'm thinking of myself like that, and then I look in the mirror. And I'm thinking, who is this looking back at me? With the wrinkles and the old the gray hair or the no hair, who is this looking back at me? This is a great fortune. Because then we can actually take shelter of Krishna. We should understand that we are fallen souls. We should understand we are insignificant. We should understand something very heavy that probably in 100 years from now, there will be no one alive who knows, in 100 years from now, probably, there will be no one alive who even ever knew that we existed. That's such a heavy thought. To me, it's a heavy thought. There will be no one alive, probably, in 100 years from now, that anyone will know that I even existed. And yet, I'm thinking of myself as so important and the center of everything, and trying to bring all attention to me. This is the power of Maya. So when we get a glimpse, and Krishna is so kind, because actually every day, every single day, practically speaking, every hour, in one way or another, Krishna will show us that we are not the center of the universe. Krishna will show us we can't control our mind. We don't get what we want. We become angry. We become frustrated. Those are negative things. But to turn everything negative into the most wonderful positive, all we have to do is take shelter of Krishna. And like Bhaktivinoda Thakur in this song, Amara Jivan, here I am, O Lord, telling you the story of my life, what my consciousness is actually like, different from what I present to others, but what my consciousness is actually like. Now, I would like to play another short lecture segment by Srila Prabhupada, but I'm a little afraid to do it because could you hear in the back when Prabhupada was speaking about Amara Jivan? Could you hear? Yes, because there are speakers everywhere. Okay, then it's okay. Now this one, Prabhupada will speak about what we have to understand about Krishna. And he will say what I will emphasize right at the end. But he will say something about what we have to understand about Krishna to actually fully place ourselves at his feet and trust him. In other words, to surrender. He will explain it. Are we ready? Okay.
Jashagya pravati sangritakala chakro govinda mavidu sam tamaham. It is being done under the order of Govinda. Therefore, he is Vibhu. He is great, but we do not know how great he is. Therefore, he foolishly accepts some pretender, some fraud as God. We do not know what is the meaning of God. What is going on? We are fools. Andhajathandhairupaniyamana. We are blind, and another blind man leads us. I am God. You are God. Everyone is God. But God is not like that. Here it is said that God is He who kanam basitita visitya visanga sakti. He keeps control over the time factor and the creative energy. That is God. God is not so cheap that we will find here and there. God is everywhere. That's a fact. But that is partial manifestation of His material elements. This is ekamsena sito jagat athaba bahunaite na khingyate na tamajana vishtabhya aham ekamsena sito jagat. He is there. Andantarastham paramanuchayantarastham. He is within the atom. So, when the same God, Sattam, He comes, the foolish person, they think that Krishna is like one of us. No. Abhijananti magamurha. One who thinks like that Krishna is one of us, is like a human being like me or you, is murha. Parambhava vajan. He does not know what are the activities of God, what he can do, what he can undo. So anyway, he, by reading all these literatures, explanations given by God Himself, we come to our senses that He is so great and so merciful that it becomes possible to surrender unto Him. So for a fortunate person, it takes even a second. Because God Himself says, sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekam saraṇam vraja aham tvā sarva pāpebhyo mokṣayiṣyāmi. So if one is intelligent, he takes immediately. Oh, it is so nice. You give me all protection. Let me surrender. Business finished in 1 second. But if he is a rascal, he wants to search out, make research work, then bahunam janvanam, see, after many, many births, it is done. The best thing is, Prahlad Maharaj says, prapannam, Arjun says, prapannam, sadhimam, prapannam. This is what. We surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna and be saved from these clutches of Maya. Thank you.
Could you now go, keep it on, just go back a little bit, go up a little bit. Now, this particular, okay. Prabhupada said, so anyway, could you point to there? If by reading all these literatures, explanation given by God Himself, we come to our senses. So here's the purpose of so much of the hearing of Shastra, the studying of Bhagavad Gita, the hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is to bring us to the realization that He is so great. And the first part of this lecture, this is what Prabhupada just spoke about, that he's all going. But Prabhupada also said he's everywhere. So, Jai Sisi Radhagopina, Sisi Gonatai, Sisi Gopal, and PJ. So the purpose of our Shastric study is so that we come to the conclusion that He is so great. He's in every atom. He's between every atom. Universes come from the pores of His skin holes. Time, all-powerful time, is one of His shaktis. So He's all so great, all-powerful, and so merciful. These two qualities we must understand. If someone is all-merciful but has no power, we may be in difficulty and we go to them for help, and they think, and their mood is, oh, I'd like to help you, but... And if someone is all-powerful, but has no mercy, a very dangerous person. But Krishna has all power, and He's so kind and merciful. And if we can accept these two things, Prabhupada explains, then it becomes possible to surrender unto Him. And we have a tendency to give ourselves but pull back.
because we don't quite trust that Krishna can protect us and that he's all merciful, that he's all powerful and all merciful. So we study Shastra to understand these points so that we can actually accept our own limitations, amara jivan, accept our own inconsistencies, accept our own fallen condition, and truly and fully take shelter of Krishna. When we chant Krishna's names, thinking of ourselves as so fallen and so unfortunate and needing shelter, needing protection, and then fully placing ourselves with full concentration at the lotus feet of Sri Harinam Prabhu, or we chant with that sincerity that I have no hope unless you give me mercy. That type of chanting is called Namasraya, or taking shelter of the holy names. Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur, he sings in one of his songs of Udila Arana. You know that song? Maybe you can. You know that melody? Jivana Nitya Janata Sa Taha Nanavida Viparabha Namasraya Kori Jatana Tumi Takaha Appanakaje Namasraya Kori Jatana Tumi Takaha Appanakaje. You should understand this essential fact. Life is temporary and filled with various kinds of misery. And what should we do about this inescapable truth? Namasraya, take shelter of Krishna's holy names. Abhinatvam namanamano. Krishna and Krishna's names are the same. Taking shelter, it's a matter of consciousness while we chant. If we take shelter of Krishna's holy names, we are taking shelter of Krishna. He continues.
Jivera kalyana sadhana kam jagate ashiye madhuranam avidyati mirathapana rupe ridga gane viraje.
Take shelter of the holy name and remain always engaged in his service as your eternal continuous occupation. And desiring to shower benedictions on all living entities, this sweet name of Krishna has descended to this material universe, and it shines like the sun in the sky of the heart, and it destroys the darkness of ignorance.
Krishna nam sudha korea pram jura bhakti vinoda pram nama bina kichu nahi ko a chaura bhuvana maje.
Without the holy name, there is nothing within the 14 worlds. Drink the pure nectar of the holy name of Krishna and thus satisfy the soul of Bhakti Vinod. So yesterday we spoke of one stage of chanting, which was to remove the offense of letting our mind wander, of me chanting 16 rounds and not hearing one Hare Krishna mantra, and sometimes not even one name of Krishna. Of me chanting my rounds watching television, me chanting my rounds surfing the internet, or just watching the incredible television show of my mind that goes on continuously with so many different channels. We can do this, but we will not get the result, which is ultimately prema bhakti. And prema bhakti, or love for Krishna, is what the soul, ourselves, is thirsting for. The intimacy of love for Krishna, the all-attractive, all-shelter, the most beautiful, supreme personality of Godhead, Gopinath. This is what we're longing for. So we can chant for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, and if we commit offenses, prema bhakti will not descend into our heart, because we're not showing Krishna. Just like if I'm... What's your name, Prabhu?
Om.
That's a wonderful name. Om. If I'm calling Om, but my mind is on my home, it's really true. If I'm going, Om, and if I'm looking at this and that, my mind isn't there. But if I say Om, and I mean it, that I want you, it has an immediate effect. And mothers know this very well. Because when their children are crying and don't mean it, they can distract them with something. But when they want, their young children want their mother, the sound of their voice has such a piercing intensity that the mother recognizes it and immediately comes. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada instructed us to chant Krishna's name, the Hare Krishna mantra, like a needy child who wants his mother. That is Namashraya. There is a need. There is a desire. I want your shelter, because there is such a great need for shelter. Usually we wander around day after day, year after year, in a cloud with no need in our consciousness for the shelter of Krishna. And this is a mistake, because our chanting, our life will have no spiritual potency. Yayatam mam prapadyante. Prabhupada told the story of how previously, of course you can't do it quite in this way nowadays, but previously people would spend their whole life making money, and they would gather lakhs and lakhs of rupees, and then they would, because they were pious, they would go to Vrindavan. And they would give all their money to their wife and family and say, just send me 250 rupees a month. I say you can't do that nowadays, because you won't even be able to get a rickshaw to Loy Bazaar for 250 rupees. It's getting like that. But so Prabhupada said in this talk, it was very, very serious. That I'm keeping everything for myself, and 250 rupees, my lakhs for myself, and 250 rupees for Krishna. And if we think, and if that is our mood, we're 250 rupees for Krishna, Prabhupada said, then Krishna will be 250 rupees for us. And on the other hand, if we give everything to Krishna and make him our shelter and trust him fully, well, ask yourself that question. Do you trust him fully? I mean, not, don't raise your hands particularly for all those who trust Krishna fully. No. But ask yourself in an honest way, oh, am I 250 rupees for Krishna? Am I 500 rupees for Krishna? What am I holding back from Krishna? And what is the value of what I hold back? When there is a need, when there is a complete need, like the baby who won't take or settle for anything else other than his mother, mother comes immediately. I've seen myself that most of the prayers that I pray, they are 250 rupee prayers. they don't spring from the depths of my heart. And my chanting doesn't spring from the need that I need your shelter, Krishna. So this is another stage of chanting, Namasraya, where I need you, Krishna. I need to serve you. If I don't have you and your shelter, I have nothing. Now I think I need you, Krishna. I need you, but I also need this, and I need this, and this, and this, and this, and this. But really, to get Krishna to give everything, himself to us, which is really the path of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. It's so powerful. Gaudiya Vaishnavism is so powerful that it brings the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the all-powerful Sadaishwarya Purna, it brings him under control, because the devotee's love is so complete for Krishna. This is the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is actually what Prabhupada demonstrated. He was so much for Krishna when he preached, that it was difficult to be near him, in the sense that there was nothing other than preaching Krishna consciousness, spreading Krishna consciousness, seeing everything in relationship to how it could be used in Krishna's service. And if it was like a blazing hot fire that was so warm that it was hard to be around unless you were surrendered to that, to him. But that fire was the sweetest of the sweet too. So everyone was attracted, but few could actually stay close, very close. Because he was completely for his Guru Maharaj, for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, and for C.C. Radha Gopinath in Vrindavan. And that was his sweetness. I had this experience one time. I had the fortune of traveling with Prabhupada, and I had... And when you're in his association, it was like he was from a different dimension. Sometimes you are aware of it, but mostly you're aware of it, but you're aware of the sweetness. And he was like vibrating on a different level, practically. It was very tangible, very tangible. And it was also catching, in the sense, like if someone has a cold and you're near them, you catch it. So when you're with Prabhupada, you would become absorbed in the sweetness. And when you would ask him a question, you could never tell how he was going to answer. His answers would come from a different level. It was truly incredible. So after I happened to travel with Prabhupada in 1976 and have his association quite a lot for several weeks, as he went from Australia to Fiji to Honolulu. And I had never done any deity worship before, with a actual big vigraha, and that was being worshipped properly. And then at some point, say a month after I was with Srila Prabhupada, then... I was in the Dallas temple, and there were wonderful deities there of C.C. Radha Kalachanji, who Prabhupada installed. And I was asked to do some deity worship. So I said yes. And then one night, for the first time in my life, I went on an altar where there were actual installed deities. And my first reaction, without even thinking, was, oh, there's a sweetness that's just like being with Prabhupada. It was just, because then I understood what Prabhupada's secret was of his sweetness, is because he was carrying this Braja mood always, and such a servant, he would do anything like the Braja Gopikas. He would do anything for Krishna's pleasure. Anything. Everything and anything. And he once, even at a different time, he said in the Philippines to myself and Dagitwini Mataji, my wife, we were in his room, in one room in a hotel, and he said, my desire is to spread, is to make every person in the universe Krishna conscious. Please help me with this desire. So whenever I say that, I think with the desires that was burning, and he really tried to do that. He wasn't settling for anything less either. He was pushing continuously for that. So with a desire that big, do you think you can find a place where there's some service for you to do? Whether it's assisting the big preachers or cooking or for the deities or preaching to your neighbor, because they're also one of the people in the universe. Or just walking down the street happily chanting Krishna's names. There's so much unlimited service to be done. Unlimited service, because Srila Prabhupada's vision was so great. So please find a place that you can do service and make your offering. Make your personal offering to the mission of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the mission of Radha Gopinath Mandir. Find a place and do it with devotion. But that isn't the topic what we're talking about. But it is too. So if we actually understand that Krishna is all merciful and all powerful, both, then we can, it'll be possible, as Prabhupada said, to surrender to him fully. And so we take that mood of neediness, not thinking of myself as great, but understanding in a very honest way my actual situation and seeing all the unfortunatenesses in my life and all my unfulfilled desires, and then taking everything to the holy name as I chant. This is another stage, a higher stage than just trying to focus the mind and pay attention as I chant to one mantra. And that stage is a wonderful stage because it will lead naturally to this other stage. And this other stage of Namasraya, which is Nishta, basically, fixed focus that I am Krishna's servant, that leads to the stage, the next stage above that, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakura, of Ruchi. So the essence of the Nishta stage is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Trinadapi Sanichena Torodapi Sihisnina Manina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadhari. Unless we are in a humble mood, unless we have not a low esteem perception of ourselves, but a humble perception of myself, is that I am Krishna's, we will not be able to Kirtaniya Sadhari, because there will be no need. Unless we have a lower than a blade of grass perception of ourselves, we won't be able to actually Kirtaniya Sadhari, because there's no need. Unless we understand that unless Krishna gives me shelter in his mercy, what is my hope? What is my future? That won't be a taking shelter of the holy names. Without desire and need, there is no taking shelter. Without humility, there is no taking shelter. And when that humility and the taking shelter, which is the actual humility, is constant, then that is the stage of Nishta. Because what we tend to do, and it can't be done just by a mental adjustment. From now on, I'm going to take shelter of Krishna only. No, it has to come from purity. And that's why an offense is chanting. And that's why we chant attentively, just concentrating on one mantra, to raise the level of our purity so that we can actually become convinced that Krishna is all merciful and all powerful. That is why when we do our service, if we try to do any service steadily and regularly for the pleasure of our beloved spiritual master or the deities and the Vaishnavas and Srila Prabhupada, if we take any service, and try to do it steadily, regularly, day by day, we will be forced to confront our mind. Because the mind only wants to serve the senses, just as that Amara Jiva song says. It only wants selfishness. It only wants to protect the sense of being the center of the universe. This is the material mind. If we take up any service seriously and do it regularly, we will have to confront the mind. And we will have to overpower the mind, not by our own strength, but by the mercy of Krishna. Therefore, service, seva, not work, but seva. And not service in the sense of a job, but seva is so much the key. Because it is the field on which we can advance. It is the field of activities that will tell us just what we need in our advancement. It will give us 100 opportunities, 1,000 opportunities to take shelter of Krishna. And it will give us 1,000 opportunities to fail in taking shelter of Krishna, which will make us humble and try to take shelter of Krishna even more deeply. Because we need it. We need it. We need it if we have the desire to advance in our Krishna consciousness. If we don't have a desire, if we want to be materialists, then we don't need surrender. We don't need... Because the reality is there's nothing we can actually do by our own power to experience Krishna when our consciousness is material. There's nothing we could do. It's not mechanical. Not by reading, not by chanting, by our own power. We cannot experience Krishna. That comes by Krishna's mercy, and the mercy of the Vaishnavas, the mercy. It comes by mercy. We are dependent. We are dependent. So, why don't we just chant a little now? Now, and please take out your beads. And the way I would like to do this, and it is an awkward thing, because yesterday we were practicing chanting attentively one mantra. And that we can do by the strength of our will. But if it's too forced, we won't be able to keep on doing it hour after hour, day after day. It's just too much of a strain. We'll all end up with headaches. But one thing we find out when we try to chant properly is how difficult it is. How uncooperative the mind is. It takes full determination and a constant remembrance that I have to be determined very often to even hear one mantra. So actually we need help. We need divine intervention. We need the mercy of Krishna's holy names. So as we can try to chant attentively by our own power, how do we, by our power, own power, now, okay, that was yesterday's lesson. Today's lesson is I'm going to take shelter of the holy name. You can't just do that. You can't turn it on like that. It has to come when we're chanting well Or we just realize the author reveals this one section of Narottama Das Thakur's Prem Bhakti Chandrika, where it's called the author laments his fallen condition. All the great devotees, one of the symptoms of their advancement is their incredible humility. And we read this and we can't understand. They're exalted devotees. They're experiencing Krishna. How is it that they feel experiencing themselves so humble? Are they doing it for our benefit so we learn our situation? Are they seeing something in them that's so subtle? Or is Krishna that we don't even know what it is, but how could that be because they're with Krishna, practically speaking? Or is it that Krishna has given them some perception, false perception of some fallen part of themselves? Or what is it that's causing them to feel themselves, experience themselves as in such a lowly fashion? But yet this humility is the vehicle, the gari, by which they travel to the lotus feet of Krishna. And therefore, it's not pride, it's humility. And therefore, Srila Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he equates humility and prema are the same. And he says, humility is not a material thing. It is this taking shelter of Krishna. So basically, that taking shelter of Krishna is so deep and so focused that Krishna reciprocates. And when it is complete for them, you are everything for me, my dear Lord, then Krishna reciprocates, my devotee, you are everything for me, like he was to Prahlad. Even one incarnation of the Lord came to save one boy who was in a difficult situation, who had made Krishna everything to him. Everything so much that when Krishna was present before him, he would laugh, and when Krishna wasn't present before him, he would cry. He had that type of sarl nature, simplicity of heart, like a child. And in that sense, we have to become like children. Just Krishna. Krishna is everything for me. So if we can take that, a glimpse of that mood, and coat our chanting in it with that, that is a wonderful platform to chant on. So that's another stage above the one. But this one can't be turned on like we turn on and off our mobile phone and it's all the other electronic gadgets that we use. But in any case, let us try to listen to the holy name. But maybe this time don't try to strain so much. Just try to hear one mantra. And then if Krishna gives you some pulling in your heart towards his lotus feet, then call out to Krishna, knowing that he is our true shelter, knowing that he is all-powerful and all-merciful. Okay, so let's just try some minutes of chanting. But I recommend that we start chanting on just the attentive stage and try to hear one mantra, because that will remove the offensive tendency of pramada, which we're inattentive. So try to hear one mantra and be determined, but not so determined that you give yourself a headache and you can't do this for very long. Just relax and let Krishna do. Let Krishna's mercy come and help. But be determined and pray for him for help. If you're hearing every mantra, a mantra, it's wonderful. If you're not, Krishna, just look at the state of my mind. Please help me. Oh, Krishna, please help me. I just want to hear your holy name, the name of Hare Krishna. So I'm speaking both levels at the same time. The first level is just try to hear one mantra. Be determined to do it. Third, be yato yato nistalati. Bring your mind back. know what your mission and attempt is right now. Here, Prabhupada has said this many times, many quotations. Just try to hear. Don't worry about your mind. Don't follow your mind. Just try to hear. Bathe your consciousness in the sound vibration. Be detached. Keep trying. Don't worry. And depend on Him. Okay. Well, I'll say 1, 2, 3. And then, you want to go to the next two with the listing of the trees. Neglect the mind. Go ahead. Humility, yes. And humility means taking shelter of Krishna. And we're chanting our japa, so in the holy name. So I'll say 1, 2, 3. And then we'll chant 3 mantras together. And then I'll ask you to chant at your own speed. But please be determined. Please be determined. Without determination, we don't get anywhere. Okay. Everyone, are you determined? Determined to try. That's all we can do. This is our free will. Try to hear the holy name of Krishna. 1, 2, 3. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Be determined.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Okay, chant at your own speed. Chant at a speed that's comfortable. Be determined to hear one mantra. Be determined to hear the sound vibration of Krishna, Krishna. Chant at your own speed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Rama. Put it back to put it on one mantra. Hare, just hear one mantra, be determined. But know that Krishna is all merciful and all powerful. Hear one mantra, be determined, and take shelter of Krishna's holy name. Act in such a way, chant in such a way that Krishna is pleased. Hear His holy name.
hear even one name of Krishna, how wonderful. But be determined. Krishna is our hope. His mercy is our hope. Don't let your mind wander. Hear one mantra. Be determined. If you can hear one mantra, it is wonderful. Listen to one mantra, be determined. But depend on Krishna's mercy. Be determined. Try to hear one mantra. Let your consciousness be bathed by the holy name of Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Okay, okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. How did you do with your chanting? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Anyone like to say how they did with their chanting? How was their chanting right then? Anyone like to say? We spoke so much about humility. No one will speak. Yes, Prabhu. Yes, you, yes, I'm sorry. How was your chanting just then?
Hare Krishna, thank you, Prabhuji, for saying. While chanting the Holy Name, like many, many things which told that like many anartha which I am having, so it came out while chanting. So means it was totally, not out here, so totally just now, first time I took darshan of Radha Gopinath, Sisi Radha Gopinath. So that time immediately remembrance came of him. So miss, really it was, that time it was, I cannot do anything. So because one more thing, like I was very much troubled about like surrounding chanting is going. Yeah. So
were you able to listen to one mantra then? Did you hear?
Yes.
While you were chanting?
Yes.
Very good. That's the good part. When you call out to Krishna, yatastad vishamati, his attention goes to you to help. So please try to hear the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one mantra. Okay?
Thank you, Puji.
Hare Krishna. Anyone else like to say how that chanting was? Why don't you bring the microphone right over here?
Prabhuji, initially I was conscious that for first 2-3 mantras that I need to I am taking shelter of the Holy Name. But then I forgot and I started my normal chanting.
And how was your normal chanting? Were you able to hear one mantra?
Yeah, I mean that was the next... it was going down, like first Namashray, then you know, chanting one mantra and then normal, usual way of chanting.
Yesterday I pushed and pushed on this one mantra point, but now you will have to push yourself. We want to hear and remove the offense of Pramada. You have to be determined. Mataji wanted
to say. Hare Krishna Prabhu. I was feeling little stressful when I was trying to concentrate.
Yes.
It was a little bit difficult to concentrate.
Yes.
I was like getting a little bit headache kind of. Because you were saying in the middle, be determined. The mind was coming back. But it was a little stressful. To concentrate constantly all the time on the Holy Name was stressful.
Yes. Where did the stress come from?
It's mind, maybe.
Yes, Mataji, it's the mind. The mind gives us so much trouble. Here's one thing that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said. Remain in this place. This is in a letter that he wrote. Remain in this place and chant the Holy Name in a regular fashion. Read Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mahaprabhu is particularly merciful
to those who are humble in mind and who consider themselves incapable. So we try our best, but don't give up the attempt. Not that you have to get a headache, but don't give up the attempt. This is what we are meant to do, to chant Krishna's names and hear the holy names. And if we are successful, improved even a little bit, that is a wonderful thing. We cannot easily go from here to like that just by our willpower. It doesn't work like that. But when Krishna sees, like Mother Yasoda tying up baby Krishna, who became known as Damodar, when Krishna saw her parishrama, her endeavor, sincere endeavor, then his kripa shakti was evoked, his mercy came. If we can do it without a lot of stress, it is better. But we should try our best to hear Krishna's names. Here's another quotation. Or would anyone else like to say how they did with their chanting that time? Yes, Prabhu, but you'll need the microphone way back there.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you. Prabhuji, I just want to ask, not to tell about myself, but how to be detached while chanting? Because every time I was chanting, I tried out first that be, you told first chant Hare Krishna, second be determined, then have sankalp that come back to it.
Yes.
In fact, every time I was getting distracted, initially as Madhuji also told, it was a kind of headache only, because after a few mantras, it was like how to concentrate, that became a problem. And then the thing that came into mind was, how did I chant the previous mantra? And then the conversation ran into mind.
Well, okay. that's what you have to be detached from, whatever your mind is telling you. Don't be detached from trying to hear the Mahamantra. Be detached from whatever little story your mind is saying over here and what it's trying to do.
And then again, means mind and intelligence allow became that, okay, what the hell are you thinking right now? Be detached. And this was the story going on.
Yeah.
So that the last part, how to be detached while chanting, that is something I found
if you just, in other words, don't think about all the things that you're thinking. See, we're thinking about something, then we start thinking about all the things we're thinking about.
Yeah.
So instead of that, just be detached and remember that what we're supposed to be doing now is just hearing. And if we can get a little bit of improvement, it's wonderful. Here's something that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in Harinam Chintamani. The devotee should make it a regular practice to spend a little time alone in a quiet place and concentrate deeply on the holy name. He should utter and hear the name distinctly. It is impossible for the jiva. To single-handedly avoid and overcome the illusion of distraction. We cannot do it by our own power. By the mercy of the Lord, however, this can be accomplished with ease. Therefore, it is essential to prayerfully beg for the Lord's grace with great humility, for this is the only means to be free from this offense of inattentiveness. Now, could you play? What I would like to do is I'll read two wonderful prayers by Srila Rupa Goswami. And as I'm reading them, maybe it would be nice if you'd like, I'll read them slowly. And if you like, you can look at Sisi Radha Gopinath, Sisi Gonatai, and you can repeat them. And then, after, we'll have a little kirtan, and then while the deities are open, I'll go downstairs and I'll be ready to sign any books that anyone wants. Okay. O Lord of the poor, do what you like with me. Give me either mercy or punishment. But in this world, I have no one to look to except you. The Tathaka bird always prays for the cloud, regardless of whether it showers rains or throws a thunderbolt. This is the mood of Srila Rupa Goswami, completely committed to the lotus feet of Krishna, regardless of what happens. A second prayer. I am very weak.
I am very weak
and lazy to do even the smallest devotional service. And so when I hear of the peerless and difficult to perform services performed by the great devotees in ancient times, my heart burns with despair. O Lord, O killer of Agasura. But when I hear that your waves of mercy splash everyone from the demigod Brahma down to the most insignificant creature, then my heart becomes sprinkled with a cooling drop of hope. And here is a prayer from Srila Rupa Goswami's Namastakam. I'll just read it. O Harinam, the tips of the toes of your lotus feet are constantly being worshipped by the glowing radiance emanating from the string of gems known as the Upanishads, which are the crown jewels of all the Vedas. You are eternally adored by liberated souls such as Narada and Sukadev. O Harinam, O holy name of Krishna, I take complete shelter of you. O Harinam, O name sung by the sages, O transcendental syllables that bring bliss to the people, even if you are spoken once, and even if you are spoken disrespectfully, you at once remove the many harsh sufferings of everyone. O son of the holy name, even the Namabasa, the dim light of your early dawn, gives the sight of pure devotion to those who are blind to the truth. What learned person in this world is able to describe your transcendental glory? The Vedas declare that although meditation on impersonal Brahman cannot bring freedom from past karma, O holy name, your appearance at once makes all karma disappear. O holy name, I pray to you that my love for you in your many forms, such as Agadhamana, the crusher of Agasura, of Yasoda Nandana, the son of Yasoda, Nanda Suno, the son of Nanda, Kamala Nayana, O lotus-eyed one, O Gopi Chandra, O moon of the gopis, Vrindavana Indra, O king of Vrindavan, Pranata Karuna, merciful to the surrendered souls. And Krishna, I pray that my love for you in all these forms may greatly increase. O holy name, you are manifest in two forms. The supreme person described by the holy name, Gopinath. And the sound vibration of the holy name, Gopinath. We know that the second form, the sound vibration, is more merciful than the first. Even a person who commits many offenses to the first form may become always plunged into an ocean of bliss by serving the second form with his voice. O name that destroys the many sufferings of they who take shelter of you. O name that is the form of delightful and intense spiritual bliss. O name that is a festival of happiness for Gokul. O perfect and complete holy name of Lord Krishna, I bow down and offer my respects to you. I bow down and offer my respects to you. O life of Narada's Veena, O flood of the waves of sweet nectar, O holy name of Lord Krishna, please sweetly appear on my tongue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare